Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea.
When I was just a little bummer that put me on his knee. Said, son, if you had any luck at all, you'd have never been born to me.
This is Joe Fletcher and the Wrong Reasons performing their song, Who Makes the Knives? The country blues band hails from Rhode Island and evokes the rough, rowdy energy of Neil Young, maybe, and some of the lyrical cleverness of a young Bob Dylan. The front man is Joe Fletcher. For the past 10 years, he's been an English teacher in Foxborough, Mass. But this past fall, Mr. Fletcher retired from the classroom to work full-time with his band. Joe Fletcher and the Wrong Reasons will be rocking in the new year at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge on Saturday night. And Joe Fletcher joins us solo with his guitar in the studio today. And Joe, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So that song we were just playing, Who Makes the Knives, your band has just a terrific energy. And I just wanted to ask you sort of about your influence. Your music's been described as everything from roots music to blues, folk, country. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of different influences in there. Who are the folks that sort of guide you?
There are just so many. I mean, you mentioned a couple of them. I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan and a big Neil Young fan. And being fans of those guys, kind of following back their influences and just going through all the history of American roots music and up to like early country music. I'm a huge George Jones fan, and I really like that kind of
Johnny Cash.
Oh yes, I'm a big Johnny Cash fan, and Hank Snow and Hank Williams and Hank Thompson, and I really love that train beat kind of gallop. And
where are you from? Are you a New Englander?
I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, but I moved to Rhode Island when I was about 4.
I see. Yeah. So did you grow up hearing this music in the house, or how did you come by it?
I came by it by, you know, being a Bob Dylan fan and a Neil Young fan and really kind of researching, you know, once I kind of exhausted their records, if that's a possibility, just going back and looking at what their influences were. So no, I mean, Bob Dylan and Neil Young I heard around the house, but I had to go back a little further myself. So,
So I'm interested in this career change, this recent decision about your career. I'm intrigued. So you were an English teacher in Foxborough?
I was.
And what was that like?
It was great for a long time. Yeah. You know, it allowed me, I learned a lot about myself. I learned, you know, I learned a lot in general. Just the last couple of years, as the band was getting more successful, it was harder to balance the two. I just felt like I wasn't really doing very well at either one, but
tough decision to leave the classroom, or was it just the right thing to do at this point?
You know, it felt like something I absolutely had to do. You know, I thought about it for a long time. I almost did it the year before, and I decided to wait until I felt a little bit more secure and could get booked and, you know, just felt a little better about it, had a little more money saved just for, you know.
And I'm curious if your former students, what they had to say, if they've even followed the band or given you any feedback as you've sort of moved on full time with the band.
And there are quite a few alumni of the school that pop up at shows.
That's great.
Pretty regularly. And, you know, I'm still in touch with a lot of the kids there. There are a lot of wonderful students there that I got really close to.
They're not showing up to argue about grades or anything like that?
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
Well, Joe Fletcher, speaking of the music, can we hear a song, get you to play something?
Absolutely. I'm going to play a song from the latest record, White Lighter. This one's called Say What You Will.
Say What You Will. This is Joe Fletcher, who usually plays with Joe Fletcher and the Wrong Reasons.
All right. Thank you.
Say what you will, we ain't never coming back. Packing up now, it's just across the tracks. It's alright, and it's all gone. See what you will, there's nothing wrong. I knew a widow, and I saluted her always. What a woman. Pass by the days. No more direction and no more diagrams. Young sunbathers, French kissing in the sand. Go tell the head chef he can't get away with that. If the letter shows up wilted, we will proudly send it back. Admiration of the men, you'll run out of the fire, but you'll run back in again. We'll cross that river, rest in the shade of trees. I've seen everything today that I set out to see. I've seen everything today that I set out to see. Oh, I've seen everything today that I set out to see.
That's Joe Fletcher singing Say What You Will. He'll be at the Plough and Stars in Cambridge with his band The Wrong Reasons on New Year's Eve. And Joe, a really nice song. Your lyrics really, really stand out. And I'm wondering, when you write a song, do the lyrics, do they come first?
Often they do. It kind of comes. I will take it any way it comes. But often I have an idea for a lyric first.
Yeah.
And try to set the mood with the music behind it.
Do the lyrics come gushing out of you? You know, it's been said, I think it was Red Smith that said, writing is easy. You just sort of rip open a vein and bleed.
You know, it doesn't come quickly to me, that's for sure. Yeah. I'm just constantly writing things down and just little lines here and there. And some songs kind of get cobbled together over time. Some of them come quickly. Some of them I'll sit down and write in a day, but not all that often.
I wanted to ask you about your experience as an English teacher and, uh-huh. and how that influenced the way you write or maybe providing different sources that you tap into.
Well, I think just being a reader in general.
Sure.
I've certainly noticed that the more I'm reading, the more I write. That's just always been true. So as a teacher, you're constantly reading. I was always going back, and one thing caused me to do that I wouldn't probably normally do was reread books a lot. Like I read The Great Gatsby every single year for about 10 years, maybe 8 years. And like just kind of being able to really focus and like look in different places at the same work, I feel like somehow helped me.
Did you ever bring your guitar into class? And use music as a teaching tool?
I actually taught an American roots music elective for several years there.
Oh, that must have been fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we'd put on concerts and just seeing these kids like fighting over who was going to do the Robert Johnson song was one of the most moving things I ever, one of the most rewarding things that I've ever experienced.
You know? That's great.
So a lot of these kids really got deeply into like Hank Williams, and you know, and they still listen to it to this day and send me emails about it and recommend records to me, which is wonderful.
So, Joe, tell me about The Wrong Reasons. I understand this is a somewhat of a rotating lineup, right?
Yeah, not really on purpose, but you know, it's changed a lot over time. Like yeah. The first record, I don't think there's anybody on the first record that's on the second record, and there's only one person on our latest record that's in the band now. It's always been kind of like I write the songs, and if, you know, I lose a guitar player, like I usually book shows and then find out who's available to play them later. And if I have to do it solo or if I have to do it with just a fiddle mandolin guy, then I'll do that. But I prefer playing with the band to solo. I like it helps me, you know, just kind of glide on top of it.
Well, the band has released its second album. It's called White Lighter, about a year ago. You're working full-time as a musician now, as we mentioned, but this CD is a free download. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, I just want people to hear it. I mean, the CD is absolutely for sale most places, but there's one website called Noise Trade where you can go on, and I think in return for your email address, we'll add you to our mailing list, and you can download the whole record for free.
Well, Joe, let's have another song. What are you gonna play for us?
Oh, I'm gonna play a song I wrote for one of my heroes, George Jones. This one's called "Drunken Single."
All right, Joe Fletcher doing "Drunk and Single."
All right.
Well, I come home late from work, thirsty as I can be. I see the icebox locked up tight in a little note that reads, "The bills are on the table, I'll be home after 8. You see, my baby only loves me when I don't feel so great. When I'm drunk, I'm single, and there's no two ways about it. Try talking your sense with me, but I've lived all my life without it. Well, some talk funny, and some can't walk, and others fall down on the floor. When the beers are poured, my fidelity's the first to go. Well, I'm swiveling on the bar stool now, you know I do feel fine. And the skirts are creeping up on me with every bottle that I buy. Well, there's Stephanie, Shirley, Lucinda, Jane, and Sue. Sometimes I get so overwhelmed, Lord, I just don't know what to do. When I'm drunk, I'm single, and there's no two ways about it. You try talking your sense with me, but I've lived all my life without it. All right. Well, the bar is closing down now, but buddy, I'm not going home. I'm free as a bird now, but I just hate to sleep alone. Well, Judge Henry's only daughter, yeah, she's got a little wild side. Well, she's standing in the parking lot and she's asking for a ride. When I'm drunk, I'm single, and there's no two ways about it. You try talking your sense with me, well, I lived all my life without it. Well, some talk funny, some can't walk, and others fall down on the floor. When the wine is flowing, my fidelity's the first to go. Well, I'm drunk, and I'm single, and there's no two ways about it.
All right, Joe, fantastic. Thanks
well, thank
so
you.
Much. That's Joe Fletcher singing "Drunk and Single." He'll be at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge with his band, The Wrong Reasons, this coming Saturday night. And, Joe, I wanted to ask you about that New Year's Eve gig.
Yes.
Must be a pretty good party there.
Oh, I think it's going to be a blast. I mean, we play there every couple months, and it is always just, like, packed to the gills, and I just can't even picture what it's going to be like on New Year's Eve. I think it's going to be a blast.
Well, Joe Fletcher, thanks so much for coming in. I'm wondering, can you play us out on something?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, what are you going to play?
Oh, this one's called "Womanizer Blues." This is from the first record, "Bury Your Problems."
Fantastic. Joe Fletcher and The Wrong Reasons will be at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge this Saturday night. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org.
Well, here come my baby walking down the street. I don't love her no more, but I think she still loves me. I said, "Hey there, baby, why don't you have a seat? Don't you ever mess around with another old man like me."
That's it for today. Tomorrow, Governor Patrick's gambling chief designate, Stephen Crosby. That's tomorrow's show.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
You're better off alone. You're better off alone. You're better off alone.